That is so fucked up. It's fucked up. So fucked up.
It is just so damn fucked up. That's fucked up.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning,
good morning.
To you.
To you.
And you and you and you.
We're doing it this morning. Maybe that's a good sign for emo lyric or if I'm in your head on songs.
You just made that like one word. It was crazy. Emo lyric or.
Emo lyric or.
Emo lyric or.
Sounds like a Stranger Things monster.
I was thinking like a mystical, magical animal. I think it sounds nice.
Oh, like a Leopleurodon? That's from Charlie. Some listener somewhere is like, yes, a magical Leopleurodon.
From Charlie?
Candy Mountain? Charlie!
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
He's going to show us the way to Candy Mountain. Charlie the Unicorn.
I don't know what that is.
You know what? It was a very popular internet video. Chris, did you ever watch Charlie the Unicorn?
I have. It's kind of weird.
It is very weird. It is incredibly weird. It was a very viral YouTube video from like, I don't even know what.
You know what? I might remember.
2008.
I might remember this actually.
It was a very long time ago.
Maybe. I think we should probably introduce the show.
Introduce.
Right?
Oh, the show and Chris and.
And ourselves. I mean, a lot of introducing to do. Yeah.
Who are we? What is this?
Let's tell them. Hey, guys.
Let's tell them.
Welcome back. This is That's So Fucked Up, a podcast about cults, murder, and other generally fucked up stuff. We're your hosts. I'm Ashley Richards.
And I'm Michelle Mosier.
And today we are joined by one of our very most special, extra favorite people. Ow!
That was supposed to be like a woo, but then it kind of turned into a ghost noise.
A spooky woo?
I was like, woo!
Yeah. Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi, Chris.
My name is Chris. I just checked out. I've been listening since episode 61, Anna Levaro.
Oh, my gosh.
And I've been trying to keep up because you guys are crushing it. So much episode.
Stop it.
We love that. And we love you. You're crushing it.
We told him to say that.
Yeah. We paid him.
We told him to say that. No, just kidding. No, actually, Chris is one of our guru patrons, which is, you guys are fucking incredible. Thank you so much, Chris. Your generosity is, it's just out of this world.
We don't know what we'd do without you.
Okay, so obviously, I'm sure you read the title, but today's episode is one of our special segments, Emo Lyric Or. And today we have emo lyric or Taylor Swift lyric.
Oh my God.
I figured that it was probably one that Chris wouldn't be super familiar with. Am I correct, Chris?
You're correct.
You don't listen to a lot of T-Swift?
I don't. I don't even Swift, but I can try.
Yes.
You should get Swifty sometime.
I love it.
Give it a go.
Chris, are you in Guadalajara?
I am, yeah.
Oh, good memory, Michelle.
Yes, I've been to like two places in Mexico, and Guadalajara is one of those two. The other is Cabo San Lucas, as every basic American tourist
Jesus Christ
has been. You have either been to Cabo or Cancun. But I used to go to Guadalajara for work all the time, and we would, well, yeah, we can bond over my Guadalajara experiences. But Jalisco, home of tequila.
It is.
So
most of the things that Mexico is known from is from here, this state, mariachi, tequila.
Oh, cool.
I mean, all the bad stuff as well. Narcos.
Narcos?
Yeah.
Oh.
See, you know what? You take the good with the bad.
You guys, I'm ashamed to say that I've been to both Cabo and what was the other one?
Cancun.
Yep. Cancun.
I've been to both.
It's fine.
And Tulum. I'm so fucking basic.
Oh.
Stop it. Leave me alone.
I think if you go to Puerto Vallarta, you fill out your Mexican tourist bingo card at that point.
Okay. You know what, though? I've also driven through, probably Arizona into Mexico. Does that border Mexico?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay. I think that's what I did. So I drove through Arizona into Mexico all the way to Mazatlan. So my boyfriend at the time was a surfer, and those motherfuckers will go anywhere for waves. And I was like, I love you. And he was like, okay. And I was like, but I'll go anywhere for you.
And he was like, I'll go anywhere for waves.
Yeah, that didn't work out. We're not together anymore, but
clearly.
I'm very happy. But we did go to this really weird town. I don't remember what it's called. I mean, it's not weird. It was just little. It was small. The population was like, I don't know, maybe 100. But there was this lady who ran a restaurant out of her house, and she made the best fucking fish tacos I've ever had in my goddamn life. I will never forget those tacos. I don't think they can ever be beaten.
I will never forget those tacos. You never do.
And those ladies are really cheap. I feel bad for them. I always tip them twice over or something because they sell very cheap.
Oh, yeah. Same. Because I was like, this taco's worth more than a dollar or whatever you're charging.
I want a good fish taco now.
Yeah, now you're jelly.
I have Pop-Tarts for breakfast. This is breakfast because I dropped my breakfast on the ground. This is part of my chaotic morning. I had brought everything to make a breakfast burrito so that after we recorded, I had like eggs and cheese and tortilla. I just scrambled the eggs in the microwave.
At your co-working space, just so we can give the listeners some...
Oh, some context. Yep. And I made it all the way like half a mile here.
No.
And as soon as I got out of the elevator and into the co-working space, I dropped the eggs on the ground.
Oh.
I was in the kitchen.
Oh.
It was part of the chaos this morning. That was like the thing that happened right before I got in to record. I was like, it's going to be okay. And it is okay because I have strawberry Pop-Tarts now. So
I got to say, that's a breakfast of fucking champions, Michelle. Pop-Tarts and Red Bull.
Am I in fucking college again?
Are you okay?
What is this?
Like, that's intense, man. Oh. You know, good for you. Get it done.
The 33-year-old body is not designed to live on things like Pop-Tarts and Red Bull, I don't think.
No.
I think my body needs actual nutrients at this stage, and I'm just like, no. You know what I had for dinner last night? Pizza rolls and chicken nuggets.
Well,
I am a child. I am either a college kid or I am an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
It's weird how they both eat the same things.
And my daughter, she's 5.
See, me and Chris's daughter eat the same food.
Yeah, Michelle.
What does that tell you about how I'm doing as an adult?
I mean, I'm terrible at eating too, but I feel like a Red Bull and a Pop-Tart right now would make me feel like incredibly sick. Like, I don't think my body could handle that.
The sugar alone.
You know what? We're just going to figure it out though, and it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay, Michelle.
Did you have...
Listeners, send vegetables. What's that, Chris?
Did you have a good vacation at least?
I did. It was very fun. Saw Alcatraz. I got tattooed for 6 hours.
Oh.
Yeah, finally. My sleeve is basically finished now. There's like a little bit of touch-ups left. I can't move my left arm because it's wrapped up in plastic to cover it. It like doesn't bend more than this right now. But that's fine.
Did you go to San Francisco for a particular tattoo artist?
Yeah. Yep. So she's the woman who's done all my arm work. So
Okay.
Sometimes she comes out here and sometimes I go out there. So just depending on the schedule.
Cool. Cool.
Actually, she might be up by you when she comes back in a few months. So we'll see. She's trying to find a shop to camp out at.
Right now, I'm broke as a joke, but maybe in a few months, I won't be. And I would love to touch up a couple of my tattoos that I got when I was like 20. And now that I'm questioning, you know.
Yeah, I feel that. Well, hey, if nothing else, I'll be up there and needing a hearty breakfast before I go get tattooed. So I'll be like, Ashley, let's go get brunch.
Michelle loves brunch.
Chris, you can come too. It's a further commute for you to have brunch. Also, is brunch a thing in Mexico?
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, we eat all the time, so.
You and me both, Mexico. You and me both, just eating all the time.
Just kind of constantly noshing. I like it.
We just don't worry about labels. We're here just eating.
We don't. I love that.
It's like people, meals. We don't label in Mexico.
We're so American, Michelle. Ugh, it's embarrassing sometimes.
We have like 3 dinners. One's like 6, 7. One is like at night. And probably you can catch one before bed at 10, 11. Yeah.
I love Mexico. Viva la Mexico. That is what I have to say. Can you tell me about three dinners? I'm like,
I'm there.
Hell yeah.
Should we get into the quizzing?
Do the thing. Yeah.
I was just so excited to bond with Chris over Mexico stuff. And then there was tattoos. I know.
There was just all kinds of stuff.
There was a lot for everyone to catch up on, you know?
Yeah. No, we're caught up. And, you know, don't worry, friends. If you're in the Discord, I'll post pictures of the tattoo once it's not covered in plastic anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to show us that shit. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, here I go.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
Doing the thing. Let's do it. We're ready.
We're fucking doing this.
Okay. So emo or Taylor Swift?
It is happening. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sad, small, sweet, so delicate. We used to be this dying breed. Do, 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 do.
I'm going to say emo lyric.
Emo lyric.
Michelle, Chris, is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
Nailed it, guys.
Sad, small, so sweet and delicate. We used to be this dying breed. I've got a bad feeling about this. It took me a minute, but I was like, that's a Taking Back Sunday lyric.
And that's like your favorite band.
Take you back on me.
It is. They are top three.
What?
And the song, bonus points if you know the song.
Decade Under the Influence?
Yep. Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
Did you know the name of the song, Chris?
I did. It just sounded kind of emo. And I know On the Road. And that's about it on my emo crib.
Chris, I'm going to see Under Oath in a month.
Get out of here.
Awesome.
Get out of town. You get out of here.
Come to Denver. You can come too. It's going to be a great show.
Okay. Next one. All these people think love's for show, but I'd die for you in secret. Yeah.
I'm going to say emo because it does sound too easy as a T-Swift thing.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to go Taylor Swift. I don't know.
Okay. Are those your final answers?
Yeah.
Yep.
Michelle, killing it today. Ding, ding, ding. Taylor Swift.
As a T-Swift. What Taylor Swift song? Not that I'll know, but.
Faith Power.
I don't know.
You know what? So many Swifties are like singing that song right now and angry with me.
They're like, duh, like, obviously.
They're like, duh, it's obviously like blue is the color of my heart before I met you. Red is the color of my love now that I know you. Or like some Taylor Swift title. I just made that up. But I feel like that's how her titles sound to me.
That was good, though, for off the top of your head.
Thank you.
Okay, so right now we are 2-1.
That is correct.
Is that correct? I'm like, where the fuck is my notepad?
This is a self-scoring game.
Pissing me off. I always have a notepad. It's next to my bed. You know what? I should get two notepads. One for next to my bed and one next to my computer because I need things in two places. And on that note, everybody stew in these intense lyrics and we will be back after this quick commercial break. Shoo-be-da-doo. We are back. Okay. Number three. I'll be all right. It's just 1,000 cuts.
I'm going to say Taylor Swift again.
I'm also going for T-Swift on this one.
Are those your final answers, contestants?
That's my final answer.
Ding, ding, ding!
Yes!
You guys are both right!
Taylor Swift is pretty emo, though, as it turns out. I mean, those are two good, sad lyrics.
It is.
Right?
I mean, Swifties are pretty culty, aren't they?
Oh,
Chris,
yes.
You can't turn the Swifties against us. They are very powerful.
I didn't say that. That was
Chris, shh.
They're a very powerful group.
I know they are.
They're intense.
They are intense.
A little bit intense. Okay, number four. It's okay to be angry and never let go.
Emo.
I don't recognize the lyric, but I think I'm also going to go emo, mainly because I'm like, we couldn't have another Taylor Swift lyric in a row.
Can we?
I know. That's what's irritating is like, I couldn't decide if I was going to do another T-Swift or another. Fine. Fuck it. I'm not even happy that you guys got this right. All right. Fine. You both got it right.
Well, great. Now Ashley's mad at us.
But I'm not happy about it. Okay.
Do you know what the song was?
Do you know what the song was?
No, I don't.
It was Empty Apartment by Yellow Card.
Oh, I like Yellow Card, but...
Or Yellow Card by Empty Apartment.
Yellow Card is the band. They sang...
Okay.
There's a place off Ocean Avenue where I used to sit and talk with you. We were both 16 and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night.
Michelle can't hear the name of a band and then
not sing a song.
Not sing.
It's true. It'll be stuck in my head all day.
Okay, well, now I'm gonna fucking... Now who knows what I'm gonna do?
Who knows? Yeah. Anything is up for grabs.
Because now I'm gonna do 6 questions instead of 5 because... Because
you're mad at us?
Yeah. And...
Ashley's punishing us.
I need to throw you off the scent. How am I gonna do it? Give me a minute.
She's gonna sag when you think she's gonna sink.
It's true.
Okay. You guys, I need fucking glasses.
That sounds like an emo lyric.
I really do.
You guys, I need fucking glasses. It sounds pretty emo. I don't think Taylor Swift would have sung about that.
It's sad.
Yeah. Okay. You drew stars around my scars, and now I'm bleeding.
Emo for me.
I want to say Taylor Swift.
Okay. Final answers.
Uh-huh.
Michelle, killing it today.
Woo.
Man.
Man. I will say, though, that feels dark for Taylor Swift.
I know, right?
It's like intense.
Okay, now we got one more. Would I fucking do another T-Swift lyric?
I will see.
That'd be like, what, 4 or 5 T-Swifts and 2 emos?
That's true.
Am I going to do another T-Swift to fuck with you? Or will I do an emo? Because that makes the most sense. Are you guys confused?
But now that you've said that,
uh-huh.
Or now are you going to do a Taylor Swift because you left to believe that you wouldn't do one? Are you reverse psychologying us?
Yeah, but which one am I going to do?
I don't know.
You don't even know.
I don't even know. I guess we'll never know. Except we will know in a few seconds.
Okay. I never want to let you down or have you go. It's better off this way.
I'm mad.
I know. And like... I'm a crazy quiz master. You don't know what's going on in my head.
I mean that too. I'm gonna say emo again. God damn it.
Okay. He has a plan and he's sticking to it.
Emo.
Final answer for both of you?
Yep. Emo final answer.
Hooray! You guys both did it.
Well, if you wanted honesty, that's all you had to say. I never want to let you down or have you go. It's better off this way.
Uh-huh.
Meet the dirty looks, the photographs your boyfriend took. You said you'd read me like a book.
Who sings this?
For the last time, take a good hard look. I'm not okay. I'm not okay. It's my chem.
Amazing.
Ugh, that's a classic.
It sounds like you know. And the song is called?
It's called I'm Not Okay.
And parentheses?
Trust me.
I promise.
Ah, fuck. Ugh, so close. I sang it to you, though.
Okay, so I'll give you one additional point for knowing the name of 2 songs. I'll give you 0.5 for each of those.
Okay.
Which leaves us
thank you
with a total of
7-4.
You know what, Chris? Don't do math in your head all fast like that. That's okay.
Yeah, that's embarrassing for us. I had no idea.
I had little slash marks that I was counting, so.
When was the last time Michelle failed one of these questions? That's.
Oh my God. I did so bad at Emo or Poe.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was embarrassed at how bad I did at Emo or Poe. So I feel good that I redeemed myself. Sucked it up.
I'm not going to lie. She embarrassed herself.
I did.
During Emo or Poe.
I basically, after that recording, just locked myself in a room and made myself listen to emo songs for hours just to remember that I was still a part of the scene.
You went full emo.
I did. I was like, well, it's time to punish myself.
And I believe when Michelle goes, breaks out into a song,
mm-hmm.
not does she only remember the song, she remembers the video on her head.
Do you?
I mean, if I've seen the music video, yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Or do you remember like being at a show? Does it generally bring up a memory of some sort? Or like a breakup?
I would say so, yeah.
Or you're like, oh, this was when I broke up with so-and-so. Like, this is what got me through it.
Yeah, there's definitely something tied to like almost all of these songs for me. Some sort of a visual memory.
When you went into your sad emo state, did you put on heavy, heavy eyeliner?
I mean, honestly, let's be real, Ashley, other than this morning when I was running too late to put makeup on, I put on heavy, heavy eyeliner most days. It's just kind of my look.
It's your jam.
Actually, listeners, if anyone has a recommendation for a black liquid eyeliner pen that is like intensely dark black and will stay on, I am so lost right now because I have been through like 4 or 5 different brands and nothing is giving me the dark liquid line that I want. So that's my call out to listeners. Chris, do you have a recommendation? Have you found like a good dark liquid line?
Just a Sharpie. That's my recommendation.
Sharpie.
When you're feeling really dark, you just cover your eyelids in Sharpie.
Like one both.
Yeah, that's kind of metal. We used to do that with our fingernails. You'd color your fingernails in Sharpie and white out because nail polish was so expensive when I was a kid. I don't know. Just like felt more hardcore.
No, I think it was just the cool thing to do, like how you would put glue on your hands and then like wait for it to dry and then it would look like your skin was falling off. You guys remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Or coloring in the white part at the front of your chucks with Sharpie to like make a checkerboard pattern.
Yeah, I don't know. I just got the checkered Vans when I went through my punk stage.
Yeah, heard. Those are nice too.
Okay, you guys, that was so fun. Michelle, 7, you did amazing.
Oh, thank you. I feel so much better now.
Chris, I'm not going to lie. You failed.
I did.
Wow.
It was a pretty hard fail.
Bye.
I'm just kidding. I love you. You did great.
Really aggressive.
That was an unfair match, honestly, because
yeah.
Michelle fucking knew that shit. She knew the emo.
It's a world record. So what could I do against Michelle?
No, I know. It's hard.
It is hard. And honestly, those Taylor Swift lyrics were way more emo than I was into. I was like, how is that even going to be hard? It was harder than I was expecting.
Oh, for sure. Yes. Oh my gosh, you guys, that was so fun. So if you want to be super fucking cool like Chris,
yes,
and co-host an episode of Emo Lyric or ... with us, if you sign up at our guru level Patreon, which my goodness, you get, Chris, you tell them, what do you get?
You get freebies, you get the mugs, beanie, you get a bunch of lovely messages from all the Patreons, the community, the Discord channels that are secret you might not know of.
Oh, yeah.
Secret channels.
And the thing that I joined TSFU on the first place is because I read a lot of books and audiobooks as well. And there's a secret book club.
Secret.
And I love that because we talk a lot of, once a month about a project, documentary or a book, and I love those, and that's the reason I've been staying with the not cult for all this time. Thank you guys.
But also kind of a cult.
I have the biggest cheesy grin on my face right now, you guys. Chris, that was such a lovely fucking shout out. Thank you so much. And you guys get ad-free for all of the episodes. Ash and Michelle do the Bible, which is Patreon exclusive and pretty much my favorite fucking thing.
And glorious.
Thank you card stickers. You get a t-shirt. You get to pick an episode. You get to
co-host
an episode. That is at the $30 level if you want to just be like one of the coolest fucking people ever and support the shit out of us.
You get to be our best friend.
Yeah, you get to be BFF for life.
Uh-huh.
Chris often calls me in the middle of the night and we just work things out.
I do.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like on an emotional level, spiritual.
We're there for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, and at the $5 level, which is, you know, just the cost of a latte per month.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You get stickers and all the ad-free episodes and the book club, the Discord.
Dude, so much for $5.
Ash and Michelle do the Bible.
Yeah.
Probably some other shit.
With inflation, $5 is honestly probably less than the cost of a latte now. That's like basically a drip coffee.
They're like $5.
It's when the eggs Michelle broke this morning.
The guy, ugh, stupid eggs.
Yeah.
For the cost of Michelle's broken breakfast.
And
no, because a latte is like $5 and then I tip too because I always go to the same coffee shop and I like the same.
Yeah.
And honestly, wherever I go, if it's coffee shop or fast casual, which I fucking hate, it's always like a $2 tip.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Mm-hmm. That's an Ashley thing. It's like an Ashley exclusive.
That's what I do. So yeah, if you're also a $2 tipper, then that's less than a fucking latte.
Less than a latte.
Also, I highly recommend the Mr. Espresso automatic latte machine. Oh. It has saved me a lot of money and a lot of time from driving to the coffee shop.
Wow. Mr. Espresso, sponsor us.
Yeah, like what the fuck? They better pay us for that.
With HelloFresh.
Michelle and I need HelloFresh in order to like not be children, because I'm not going to lie, you had dino nuggets and whatnot. You know what I have in my cupboard that I'm like, okay, this is just what I have for the use. Uh-huh. Vegetable soup, which is actually really healthy. But
yeah, that sounds pretty adult to me.
SpaghettiOs and mac and cheese.
Oh, killer.
Like I always have SpaghettiOs and mac and cheese in the cupboard because
I love that. Also, this really did sound like an ad break for a minute. You're like, the Mr. Espresso machine, which has saved me money and time. I know. Michelle and I both need HelloFresh to make sure that we don't eat like children. So with HelloFresh, you too can eat like an adult. We're not sponsored by anyone, but we'd like to be.
I'm going to send them this episode and be like,
look,
hey, how cool is that? You want some more? You know you want more. Chris wants more.
Yeah,
I do.
That was a freebie.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
What can I say except you're welcome.
You're welcome. Emo lyric or Moana? That would be too easy.
Really?
Okay, guys. Well, make sure to tune in next time for another surprise topic. Last time it was Edgar Allan Poe. This time it was Taylor Swift. And next time, it's going to be something different. Surprise! We'll see.
I don't know.
Woo. Michelle, why don't you take us out with an emo song that has to do with something being over since the episode is done.
What's the worst that I could say? Things are better if I stay. So long and good night. So long and good night.
There you go. All right, thanks for listening, and thank you, Chris.
Yay!
Thank you, all.
We love all of you.
Thank you, Chris.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Yay. Love you.
And goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bum 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 bum. That's fucked up. I'm so fucked up.
Can't you see?
It's just really fucked. That's fucked up.